This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I walk in this morning and Sam, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, KD, back to the Warriors? I was like, this is...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What? We just did this a few weeks ago. They're not getting... Kevin Durant's not coming back here, guys. You got Jimmy Butler, you got Steph, you got Draymond Green. Can we leave it all alone, please, for the love of God?
Spadone, you can never leave it alone with Kevin Durant and the Warriors and the Bay.
Yes, we can. No. How it ended is how it ended, Nick.
It's never how it ended.
Oh, my God.
KD and the Warriors. It's like the breakup that you have where you're like, I don't know if this is actually it. Well, she called me the other night. We're still talking, and you just don't know. You never know if the end is really the end.
I know it's the end because I saw how it ended here. And it ended with the fan base, not half of them, but a solid amount of fans being like, all right, yeah, kick rocks, get out of here, KD. You didn't want to be here. You didn't re-sign that whole season. You were there in those scrums. How many questions do you have to take every single game about his future? Every single game, because obviously the regular season no one really cared about because they knew they were going to be in the finals anyways. But every single question, you're going to be here next year? You're going to be here next year? Draymond was annoyed by it. He spoke about it. You know, there's that whole relationship between them. you know, Joe Lacob, Steve Kerr, all of it. I have a very hard time. And why we're talking about that this morning, and I'll find the sound. Let me know when you put that sound on there, Carter, with Malika Andrews and Kevin Durant talking, because that was where it stemmed from, I guess, Malika Andrews over the weekend, either on NBA TV or obviously she's on ESPN, was doing some sit-downs with some of the players, as you do on All-Star Weekend, right? And they were talking about, you know, Draymond Green and Steve Kerr and the rumors of the last couple weeks. And he was saying, hey, yeah, you know, I just didn't want to get traded midseason. And I think fair enough. And listen, I'm rambling on. I got the sound here. Just listen to Kevin Durant on with Malika Andrews over the weekend. And does this tell you that he's going to come back to the Warriors?
Wanted to read you this quote from Steve Kerr. He said, I don't blame Kevin one bit for not wanting to rerun things here. He took so much for like, oh, you're jumping on the bandwagon, and then he's the finals MVP 2 years in a row and he still gets criticized. Why would he want to face all that BS again? What do you think of that?
People talk crazy about me all the time, you know? Like, that's not the reason why I didn't want to come back. I just didn't want to get traded midway through the season. There was nothing against my time with the Warriors, or I heard because I don't like Draymond. At the end of the day, I just didn't want to move, and I wanted to see it through with my team in Phoenix and see what we could do the rest of the season. So I'm glad I'm still there.
I don't believe a word of what he just said. I'm just going to say it right. I do not believe a word of what he just said. I think he wanted to save face. I don't think he wanted to ruffle any feathers in the Bay Area. I think he's still loved here. He mentioned over the weekend he has a lot of love for the Bay. The Bay has a lot of love for him. I think he wants to keep it that way. I don't think he wants to come back here. And that was a nice way of him for saying that and protecting the Warriors in this case.
Spadone, I was clear about this before the trade deadline. I want to be as clear as I can be post-deadline going into this summer and beyond. I still absolutely believe that a reconciliation is possible, that a reunion with KD and Steph and Kerr, and we'll see what happens with Draymond over the next year or two. I think it can happen still, because the respect is there. The respect has always been there. Kevin knows what this place and especially this basketball system is all about. And he knows how much easier things get for him and every single other person who takes the floor with Steph Curry. So I absolutely believe, despite all the things that we heard the last couple weeks, despite how it all ended, and you and I were both here when that whole thing yes. finally unraveled, it was pretty ugly at times that last season. But Kevin is at the final stage of his career, at least over the next, let's say, 3, 4, 5 years, however much longer he wants to play. And I think he realizes that if you could go anywhere and still have a legitimate chance, because that's all any older player is looking for at this point, to go win, there are far, far worse places to be than out here on this Warriors team.
Speaking of the Warriors, Nick, it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Love me some Friedman's Appliance. You haven't been there, Nick? It's very cool. A lot of cool appliances. These live working vignettes, they got like, you know, it's almost like a demo of how the kitchen's going to work before you install it in your house. It's very cool. They got the ovens. They got a spit roast. Like Sam and I were broadcasting there last year. They had this literally the entire show. They just had this chicken on a spit, slow roasting right in front of us. We couldn't really eat it because it was just there, but it was tempting us the entire time. But they were baking cookies. It was great. Pleasant Hill, Freeman's Appliance. You got to go check it out, Nick Friedell.
Spadone, one day when I grow up and I start buying appliances, I'm going to call you and we're going to go take a walk through.
Me, you, and Jim Cozymore, okay? Cozy, done. Cozy, Cozy Moore.
What up, Coz?
He's in Tennessee, but you still hear him in Friedman's Appliance commercials all the time. Love me some Jim Cozymore. And he's loving all the hockey stuff that's going on over this past week. And why wouldn't you? Apparently, as we were talking yesterday, the Tkachuk brothers, they're looking like they're good to go for tomorrow's gold medal game against Canada. All right, thumbs up. But going back to the Warriors and going back to Kevin Durant, as you were just saying, listen, I'll freely admit, Nick, you're more tapped into the NBA circles. You have a lot more sources. You are linked to a lot of these people. You have a lot of friends over at ESPN that are plugged in as well. My gut, I go with these things. And listen, you're not saying it's going to happen. You're saying it could and that we shouldn't pour hot water on it, or cold water, I should say. Hot water, I guess. But cold water on this bonfire that is Kevin Durant. And I do think his time in Phoenix is coming to an end. I think him being a part of trade talks, I think that really ruffled his feather. A guy that's, as we know, he's sensitive. Not saying sensitive is the wrong thing, but, you know, he's on Twitter a lot. He hears everything. He's self-aware.
Very aware. Yeah.
Again, we were talking about everyone's self-aware these days in our generation. Millennials, we're very self-aware people.
I also add this, Spadone, as far as Kevin goes, in my experience, there is nobody who knows about the league more who's in it. That dude legitimately watches games.
Yeah.
He knows who does what night to night. He sees the box scores. He takes an interest in the younger players. It's not to say that other guys don't. It is to say that somebody of his stature, night to night in the NBA, knows exactly what's going on. So Kevin always gets a hard time from people who say, oh, he spends all his time on Twitter and he's trying to follow what's going on in social media too much. He does what he does. That's his choice. What I would tell anybody who wants to knock Kevin Durant's knowledge,
no,
you got to be kidding me.
One of the all-timers.
This guy knows the NBA inside and out. And what's impressive is he's one of the all-time great players that we've ever seen, and he still chooses to spend part of his time following what's happening day to day.
Speaking of another guy that knows the NBA inside and out, Howard Beck going to be joining us at 9:20, courtesy of the Ringer and obviously courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. Howard Beck, 9:20. We'll ask him about Kevin Durant and if he's closing the door on the Warriors in the future, or could he be on the move this summer? It's looking more and more like that. Again, I'd be shocked if he stayed at this point in Phoenix. That just looks like an absolute dumpster fire. You know, Devin Booker, there was talks before the season started. Houston was sniffing around there. What's going on with him? He's still relatively young. But if I'm Devin Booker, I'm all of a sudden looking, I was like, do I want to stay here?
No.
For the future? No, you don't.
No.
You don't, which is crazy considering, you know, just a few years ago, they were in the finals. Like, it felt like they were right there. Obviously, you had Chris Paul. You had Devin Booker. You had Mikal Bridges. Like, it was a different team, obviously. Monty Williams, who is even a head coach in the league still. He's not, right? He's even on a selling staff. I don't even know.
I think he's working for his son's high school team.
Look at that. Good for him. And I like Monty Williams. But it just goes to show, like, and they had Frank Vogel. Now they have, well, championship head coach, Frank Vogel. Now they have another one, Mike Budenholzer, but it's not working. No. Nothing's working there. Ishbia wanted to double down on this team. He's the new owner, taking over for Sarver. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. And they need to start trading some of these players, and they need to start getting some draft picks back because I don't think they have any of their own, do they, Spadone, going forward?
What's interesting now, as Kevin's career path continues, that whole mess in Brooklyn, I sat there and watched up close and personal, and when they made that trade, when they sent Kevin to the Suns, all those picks from Phoenix went to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
What Phoenix now needs, and they're not going to get the same return on because this is a few years later, Kevin, as great as he is, isn't the same player he was.
Diminished.
Even yes. At the end of that Brooklyn tenure.
Yeah.
But it's like those two teams have traded places. Brooklyn has now made all these different moves, but they've got a boatload of picks. Phoenix doesn't have that many assets, is probably going to have to move Kevin at some point in the near future, and they're going to have to get some kind of return back. All of that is fascinating on an NBA level, but locally, what I am so interested in now pushing all of this forward is, if you're the Warriors, what does happen this summer?
Mm.
What move? You and I have talked about it all week. What move is out there? I mean, there, Sam is hyping up Kevin coming back here. Maybe. But there's got to be something that can get the Warriors to a higher point than whatever we see from them over the next few months of this season.
Call me crazy, and not a lot of people are going to agree with this, but I would much rather pay Jonathan Kuminga, a 22-year-old, not knowing what he's going to be in the future, but just taking a chance on him, than bring him back Kevin Durant. And that might be a hot take for some. If you disagree, 888-957-9570. I don't think it's as cut and dry as that, obviously. And maybe we can get a capologist on, Sam. I don't know if we can reach out to anyone, a Bobby Marks. But I'm very curious to see if that could work. could Steph, Jimmy, KD, and Draymond, that feels like a little rich, but can that all work together? The finances, I'm not sure. Again, I'm already off the Kevin Durant back to the Warriors, but like I'm all in on the Jimmy Butler era now. Jimmy Butler, Steph, you know, we'll see with Kuminga, who hopefully comes back this week. They play the Kings on Friday. Draymond Green's going to be a part of it. And we'll see where this thing ends, because there's a part of me that feels like, let's say they do go on a run. Let's go to the Western. We were talking about yesterday. What if they go on like a Lakers of a couple years ago run, Western Conference Finals? Do I feel like I'm a Kevin Durant? Do I need Kevin Durant at that point? Now, how does it look, right? Do you get swept by the Nuggets and then you get humbled a little bit? It's like, oh man, maybe we are still a step down from the actual contenders. So it all depends on how it looks. I'm just fascinated still about we can't. This guy can't get out of our brains. Kevin Durant, we can't quit them. It's like Brokeback Mountain. I wish I could learn how to quit you. All right, Nick, you didn't think you were getting that reference at 6:22 a.m., but you did.
It is the ultimate breakup that's never fully broken up. And I feel like that can resonate for a lot of people out there listening to us, but because there is a human part to this. They had unbelievable success. There was some unbelievable love at times. Sure. There was the happiness.
Are they friends with benefits at this point? Is that what we're calling this? Is that what you do? Come on. Like, yeah. This isn't, come on.
It's like Ross and Rachel. They're just on a break.
Yeah, please. Just, please.
You're
a friends guy, aren't you?
I mean, I'm a Jennifer Aniston guy.
Oh, well,
that's all Jennifer Aniston.
Well, there you go. Brad Pitt fumbling that bag. Shout out 2002 or whatever that happened.
Right. But I really, truly, forget all the other cliches. I think there's enough respect between Kevin and the Warriors, specifically Steph and Kerr and Draymond, to think that it could work again. The thing that intrigues me from what you said, though, Spadone, is do you think, from what you've seen, that you'd rather just flatly have Kuminga than try to reacquire Kevin in the future?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why on the other side, because we're up against it. 888-957-9570. Dub Nation, you can't quit him, apparently. Kevin Durant, even after the Jimmy Butler acquisition, are you still in on Kevin Durant coming back to the Warriors? 888-957-9570. He spoke with Malika Andrews. He said it was not about going back to the Warriors. He has no problems, apparently, going back to the Warriors, according to that soundbite. We'll play it again on the other side.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.